Good morning. My name is Bill Kladke. I'd like to welcome you to this morning's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Ms. Kathy Demerato, who is Director of Maryland Hunger Solutions. And Kathy's here this morning to talk to us about hunger in Maryland. So, Kathy, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
First of all, for those of our listeners who are unfamiliar, could you please tell us a little bit about Maryland Hunger Solutions?
Sure. Maryland Hunger Solutions has been around for 5 years. We're an initiative of the Food Research and Action Center, which is a national nonprofit out of D.C. And FRAC has been around for 70 years. And 5 years ago, FRAC decided that Maryland really needed an anti-hunger nonprofit organization. And so we started 5 years ago, and our mission is to end hunger, promote nutrition, and improve well-being. And we do that through advocacy, education, collaboration, and outreach.
That's a big agenda.
It certainly is.
That's a big agenda. What's your background and responsibilities?
Sure. I'm the executive director of Maryland Hunger Solutions, and my role really is to manage the organization, to help set the priorities, to do fundraising, but I do a little bit of everything. I engage in outreach, I do research and data analysis, education, present at conferences, and I manage my staff, and we work statewide with an emphasis in Baltimore City. And my background, really, I have a law degree, so I practiced law for a number of years, and then I worked for Catholic Charities. I was their director for social concerns, and so I really have a passion for doing advocacy and assisting vulnerable populations.
Yeah, and so you've been really on a number of different sides of this issue.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and if there's one thing about hunger, it touches a lot of issues. You can't really talk about getting people educated if they're hungry.
That's right. You know, education, economic security, wellness and health. There's so many things are affected when you're hungry.
Yeah. How can someone get more information about the organization?
Sure. Our website is www.mdhungersolutions.com or .org, sorry. Uh-huh. And my phone number is 410-528-0021. We have lots of information on our website and welcome anybody to check it out.
Yeah, it's a good website. It's a good website. There's a lot on there.
Yeah, we try to keep updated data and we have plenty of guides and fact sheets and information on programs that are available to help people.
Yeah, I wish more people out there would as a data guy, I always have wished that more people would know the numbers or would even bother to read the numbers because they would get a picture of what hunger actually is. And it's very different, I think, than a lot of people think.
Yeah, and in Maryland, you know, what is troubling for me and many people who work in this field is Maryland is the wealthiest state in the nation. Mm. We have the highest median income, but yet we still have hunger. And so there's so much we can do. And if you look at food hardship numbers, for instance, and that is looking at were there times in the past year where you had difficulty buying adequate food for yourselves or your family. And Maryland is doing better than the national rate. So our food hardship rate is 16.3. So about 1 in 6 Marylanders experience food hardship. And this is data looking at 2011. The national number is 18.66. So we do a little bit better than the national rate, but still 1 in 6 is too many. And in Baltimore City, or looking at District 7, Congressman Cummings' district, it's 20.5. So that's 1 in 5 Baltimore City residents.
1 in 5.
Experience food hardship. So I don't think people realize how commonplace food hardship is and that people are really struggling to put adequate food on the table to feed their families. And as we discussed, it leads to negative health consequences and so many low birth weights, obesity, et cetera, that it's really a problem that has long-term effects.
Yeah. And effects on school achievement?
Absolutely. It certainly does. And we know that kids who start the day with a school breakfast are more attentive, they perform better academically, their behavior is better, there's less tardiness. And that brings up a good point, because we just advocated with some of our partners to get an increase in a school breakfast program called Maryland Meals for Achievement in the state's 2014 budget. And so the governor, I would like to give thanks to him, did put an increase in his budget, $1.8 million. Now, that will feed an additional 57,000 children next year, but we want to urge the General Assembly to approve that increase. And so that will be pending this legislative session, and that's one of our priorities, to ensure that that increase is approved and that more kids are fed breakfast. And it's a wonderful program that's been around for a long time, and it has been underfunded historically. And this would give 57,000 more children the opportunity to start the day with an in-classroom nutritious breakfast.
So it would expand the number that are receiving it.
That's right. It's a currently existing program. Uh-huh. And so this would increase it.
Yeah, by expanding the number of kids that qualify for it?
It would just provide. There's many children now who qualify. The standard is a school can be a Maryland Meals for Achievement school if 40% or more of the children enrolled are free and reduced price meal children. And so we know there are many schools that are eligible but not receiving this MMFA funding. So this will give more schools MMFA, and the State Department of Education estimates with this $1.8 million increase, 57,000 more children will start the day with a nutritious breakfast and ready to learn.
So in other words, really, this is fulfilling the mandate that the program was set up with.
Absolutely.
Actually, rather than it being a new thing or...
Absolutely.
It's just simply funding it at the level it should be funded.
Absolutely. And I have to say, Governor O'Malley was the first governor in the country to commit to ending childhood hunger. And so this really reinforces
Good.
His commitment to ending childhood hunger.
Thank you, Governor O'Malley.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You've mentioned about that 1 in 5 in Baltimore City and 1 in 6 in the state have hunger problems. Are there trends? Are we getting better? How is the state doing? Are we getting worse?
More recent data, we did our food hardship poll in conjunction with the Food Research and Action Center, and the numbers I gave you were for 2011, and the report came out for the first 6 months of 2012, and there was a small increase. So we went to 14.8 from 16.3 in Maryland. So we ranked 33 for 2011, but for the first 6 months in 2012, we ranked 39th. And having a higher rank is better, because number one would experience the most food hardship. So I think a lot of the work we're doing in the state with the state agencies, with the governor's partnership to end childhood hunger, are really, those efforts are making a difference.
Good. And need to continue.
Absolutely. There's much more work to be done, but I think we're moving in the right direction. We're seeing that people are still in need. So people are still struggling. The food supplement program, which is known as SNAP nationally, formerly known as the food stamp program, we're still seeing increases in participation. And so that tells me that more people are struggling, that people are still out of work or underemployed, and that this program is so crucial. You know, mostly it benefits children, seniors, and we need to make sure that people are accessing that program and getting the adequate nutrition they need.
Yeah. You said it benefits primarily children and seniors.
Yeah, many of the people on the food supplement program are children as well as seniors, but we know that we're still not reaching all the eligible people in the state, so we need to continue our outreach and get the word out that this vital program is important for people who really just are trying to put a healthy meal on the table for themselves and their families.
Yeah, and especially given the wealth of this state.
Absolutely.
And
these programs are there as a safety net. They're there in times when people you know, have lost a job or have a medical problem and they're struggling. And it's a program that works, and we need to make sure that it's protected at the federal level and that people have access to it in here in Maryland and in Baltimore City.
It seems to me that at least from what I've heard, and please correct me if I'm wrong, that private giving has not kept pace with the need. And so the state program is needed even more than it used to be.
Yeah, I mean, I think, as we know, the economic, they called it the Great Recession, has impacted everybody, individuals, nonprofits, foundations, and that we need more than ever for people to come together and to pool resources and take advantage of the federal resources that are available and the state resources that are available, when we know that the foundations are maybe have limited budgets, and we need to just ensure that people's needs are still being met.
Indeed. How can someone find out more information about the initiative you're talking about?
Sure. For the information on the advocacy that we're doing around Maryland Meals for Achievement or advocacy on the federal level to protect SNAP or the food supplement program, that information is on our website at www.mdhungersolutions.org. You can always call our office at 410-528-0021, and we'd be happy to provide you information.
Okay, great. Thank you. The Annapolis session is basically about upon us, and you've mentioned a couple things. If you're like me, after hearing a program like this, or when I'm doing a program like this with someone like you, I say, what can I do? What can our folks that are listening today do?
Sure. Particularly for the Maryland Meals for Achievement funding, which we want to protect in the governor's budget, you can reach out to your state representatives, in particular the representatives on the budget, Senate Budget and Tax mm-hmm. Committee, or the House Appropriations Committee. You can send them an email, call them, stop by, and let them know that you support the Maryland Meals for Achievement program and you support the children in Maryland, vulnerable children, eating a healthy breakfast and going to school ready to learn.
How can you find out who they are?
You can actually go to our website and go to our advocacy page, and there's a way for you to get information on who your representative is. Or you can go to the Maryland General Assembly website.
Okay. Great. Thank you. For your organization, how can folks help?
Sure. We, as I said, we do education, advocacy, outreach, and collaboration. And so we're always looking for people to help us with outreach. And that could be connecting people to the food supplement program. We could train you to help sign people up either on a paper application or on the state's Maryland SALE website. We do a number of outreach events. We also do outreach around summer meals. And so we canvass neighborhoods to let families know that there are sites where free summer meals are available. So we're always looking for volunteers to help with that. We're always looking for help. We're a small nonprofit. So if anybody has an expertise, whether it's social media or newsletter writing, or help with our fundraising, anything, we always welcome volunteers. In addition, your advocacy support is critical. So if we would love to get you on our newsletter, on our alert list, and we would send you information and let you know when we need your help advocating.
Great. How can they do that?
Sure. Again, call or go to our website and sign up for our newsletter, or call and I could get you signed up.
Great. And could you give we're about out of time, Kathy. Could you give us that contact information one more time?
I sure can. It's www.mdhungersolutions.org, and the phone number is 410-528-0021.
Great. Thank you so much, Kathy.
Thank you so much for having me.
Unfortunately, that's all we have time for today on Living in Baltimore. I want to thank our guest, Kathy Demerato, who is Director of Maryland Hunger Solutions, for being our guest today. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you.
Keep up your good work for all of us.
Oh, we will.
And for Living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods. And we'll see you next time.